Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, September 13th. A little bit higher overnight across the board. We've got December corn up 2 1/4 at 353 and a quarter. After yesterday's USDA report, we now are trading above where the market was pre-report. Funds were sellers of about 15,000 contracts of corn. They could have a short position now in the neighborhood of 140,000 contracts of corn. News interesting to the corn, China announced they would be moving to a 10% ethanol blend in their gas by 2020, so that could be supported long term. Taking a look at wheat, we've got December up 4 at 446, Kansas City Dece up 3.5 at 445 and a quarter, Minneapolis December up 1 1/4 at 643. Funds were net buyers after the sell-off of about 4,000 contracts of wheat. And in the beans, we've got November up 4 1/4 at 954 and 3/4. You had fund sellers of about 12,000 contracts of beans yesterday, pushing their short position somewhere in the neighborhood of 30,000. We are up near the levels pre-report as well in the soybeans. Palm oil also higher again overnight. USDA announced a sale of 167,000 tons of beans to Mexico. Interesting note there that you don't usually see sales to Mexico in soybeans, but we'll take it. In the weather, it's looking a little bit drier over the next couple of weeks and warming up, at least here in the Midwest, over the weekend. And we're also now starting to look down to South America as their weather issues may develop heading into planting. A little bit of dryness in Brazil, and right now some rains causing some planting delays in Argentina. We'll have to keep an eye on that going forward. So the question really becomes, as we start today, is was the USDA high in their estimates on corn and soybean yields? So we'll have to see as the results start coming in from the fields. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.